हरे कृष्णा, वी आर डिफाइंड बाय वॉट वी स्टैंड फॉर, नॉट वॉट वी स्टैंड अगेंस्ट. भगवद्गीता टॉक्स अबाउट द वेरियस मोड्स ऑफ मटीरियल नेचर. वन ऑफ देम इज द मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस. अयुक्तः प्राकृतः स्तब्धः शठो नैष्कृतिकोलसः विषादी दीर्घसूत्री च कर्ता तामस उच्यते. सो इन 18.28 इट स्टेट्स दैट there are people who are karta tamasa uchyate, they are people in the mode of ignorance, and some of them are alasaha, very lazy, but some of them can be quite active, but active for the purpose of destruction. So shatho naishkritiko alasaha, naishkritiko, it means they are actually expert at criticizing others, lampooning others, destroying whatever goodness might be there in whatever others have done. They are perpetual agitators, perpetual fault finders. Now such people, they believe that the very system itself is rotten. Now they will rail against the police, against the government, against the education, against this culture, against everything. And not only will they rail against it, they may also go about destroying things. So sometimes there are certain agitators who often resort to violent means to disrupt the existing social systems. Now, if they are perpetual agitators, you know, they can very easily destroy a bridge. But if they somehow come to power, they still, because they have become so habituated to the agitating, railing, ranting mode, they become defined by what they stand against. Oh, this whole system is corrupt. Not just corruptible, but it is inherently, irredeemably corrupt. So, because when they think like this, they may deny and deride everything, but they cannot construct anything. They are expert at destroying things, but they are poor at creating new things, and they are pathetic at maintaining things, because those require the higher modes. They are dominated by the mode of ignorance, tamoguna. So maintenance requires sattva guna, creation requires rajo guna. Quite often they don't have those things. That is why, you know, sometimes people who are agitators, they may attract a lot of followers, because other people may also feel, oh, everything with the system is wrong. But we should not see just what people stand against. We can see what people stand for. If they stand against agitation and the only thing that they do well is agitation, they will not be able to do reformation in a tangible way. Now, agitating for reform and implementing reform are two very different things. The Bhagavad Gita talks about Rajarishis. In 4.2, it states, Evam parampara praptam imam Rajarishayo viduhu. So, Rajarishis are the saintly kings who learn spiritual knowledge. They are inner seers and they are outer rulers. The combination of seer and ruler makes them into transformers. So, they actually can transform society, because they are guided by spiritual wisdom and they have the resourcefulness to make tangible changes in this world. And such are the visionary leaders that society needs. And at the very least, we can try to internalize spiritual knowledge and try to apply that according to our understanding under the guidance of others. And in this way, we too can, in our small circles, in our circles of influence, small or big, we can make significant influences. Thus, by not getting caught in perpetual agitation, but by focusing on inner elevation of consciousness, inner spiritualization of consciousness, we can, by changing ourselves, become constructive channels for changing things in the world for the better. Thank you. Hare Krishna.